How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now, we have a theme this week, Susie.
We do have a theme because I keep meeting you and you keep having a laptop bag.
It's a luggage malfunction. I'll explain.
As your handbag.
Yeah.
A handbag.
A handbag.
Talk me through it.
Well, you know...
Did it happen once and now you've got into the swing of it?
You know, the thing is, sometimes you want something that's not a standard briefcase.
Sure.
Sort of smaller than that.
You don't often have a briefcase, do you?
Well, I do have that satchel one.
Oh, yeah.
Sandquivis, but then the back strap broke.
I'm so sorry, I had no idea.
Indeed. They said they'll fix it, but who's got time to go in when your buckle's gone? And, so I just sort of haven't used that as much. And actually, I quite like what I would describe as a portfolio.
Like you're an estate agent.
Well, I suppose it does have a bit of that connotation, doesn't it?
So what's in your little clutch? Can you talk me through it?
A daily clutch.
Your daily clutch. Have you got your laptop in there?
So it's got my laptop in there.
It's so heavy.
No, it's not that heavy, really. But, it's just, you know, basically, you know when you want to bring a book?
Yeah.
A writing book?
Yep.
A pen and a laptop charger?
Yes.
So you don't want to bring out your full bag, but you can't put that in your pocket because it's too bulky, especially a laptop charger. It's so bulky.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'll just carry that. So I've got my laptop.
It's got your writing book.
To be honest, I haven't had a chance to go through things, so I'm a bit of a mess. So it's got like bits of paper that were in the back of my notebook.
Yeah. I mean, you just need a nice bag, Tom.
I know. I'm going to... But the thing is, if you have a too small of a briefcase, I just always think that looks... I don't know. It looks a bit...
But you need something you can sort of... carry under your arm like a clutch.
Like a clutch. A man clutch.
A man clutch. Is there such a thing? You should know these things.
There are. I struggle with them sometimes.
Go on, tell me why. Slippery.
There's that. You're easily muggable.
Easily muggable. And if you've just had a buttered sandwich,
you forget it.
Could slip out of your hands.
You could slip out of your hands.
Into the face of a woman.
You know.
You're in court
an elderly person could be walking in the opposite direction.
You've slipped. You've just finished your bacon butty. It flies out of your hands.
You've clutch slapped
straight into her face.
You've clutch slapped a grandma.
That's not what you want to do.
No. So you do have to be careful with that. I as listeners will know, I very much enjoy my travel clutch.
Of course, yeah, dear listener, you'll know this. You remember
sure.
Where did you go? You went last year. You were going somewhere. You were going somewhere straight from a tour show. This is 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago when I went to America and I just had my travel clutch as cabin baggage. If you can travel light and you can trust, you feel like you want to trust the airlines, give them everything. Just take your travel clutch.
And what would you have in that? You'd have your passport?
Passport, boarding pass, travel money.
And would you take a book as well?
If you want, but they give you magazines.
Sure.
If it's a long haul, you're going to be watching a film, you know.
Yeah.
So you just... You know.
But you've got a big flight coming up, haven't you?
Yeah.
How will you prep for that? So Tom's going to Australia to do some shows. Well, you'll be in Australia when this goes
out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about that, but I've got a stopover. And what I quite like to do is shower in the stopover.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I've done that before.
Douche, as they say in France. I like to douche mid-flight.
I've heard that. And if you do it on the plane, they don't like that.
They don't like that very much at all. Although I understand some airlines do have the facility. And... So I like to do that. So then you're into the realms of change of pants, change of socks.
Yep.
Always now, a good idea just in case you shoot yourself.
What Anne Ruffle would tell you to do would be take an old pair of, wear an older pair of pants and an older pair of socks.
Oh.
And then when you change, chuck them away.
That is a great travel tip.
That's what Anne Ruffle does.
Great advice.
And she'd say the same thing about like if you were just going for somewhere for one night, she'd say... Just wear an old pair of knickers, then you can chuck them.
Why don't we just have paper pants?
Because it would be horrible.
I've never worn them. Are they horrible?
Oh, yeah.
You could make them in nice.
I remember Alice had a pair of paper pants on last year and she had her tonsils out. Oh. And I think it was quite undignified. Mm. I found the whole situation very funny.
Most undignified.
But, yeah, I guess it's because they rip.
Oh, well, that's sexy. They could be like perforated. You know,
when she was like slightly unconscious and she had those sexy knickers on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
I've got pain in my heart.
Oh, have you, Susan?
Yeah. I'm okay, I think.
Is it a heart attack?
I hope not. We'll carry on.
Is it a defibrillator situation or a René situation?
I think it might be a René situation. Okay,
René. Edith.
Oh, I love that.
Hello, hello.
Oh, goodbye, goodbye.
Oh, Gordon Kay. All right, babe. Travel.
Pants.
Oh, papers.
Are you okay?
Yes, I was suddenly thinking about paper underwear.
I have got this pain in my chest.
Oh, no, Susie.
No, I think it's okay.
Is it running down your arm?
No, I don't think it's a heart attack. I hope not. Let's imagine.
What are the signs of a heart attack?
Oh, no, don't do this.
It's good, isn't it? We should all know. All of our listeners should know. Heart attack. Heart bingo comes up. Warning, signs of a heart attack.
Right, okay, so I've got pain in my back and
this
a pain in my front.
There's a website for this, though. You've got to be careful.
And when I breathe in deeply, it's quite sharp. I'm having a heart attack.
There's an older lady grasping her chest in the way that you just did.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God, she's got the same blouse on as you. And there's a man behind her going...
You're right, love.
No, I don't... heart.org. I don't know if I like that so much as... I don't know if that's... I want to go to like an NHS one. Heart attack. Oh, I thought that was your heart beating. Heart attack signs. Not like art attack. Imagine they just took us to a site with Neil Buchanan. Symptoms NHS. Right, this is all good. We should all know this. If you were listening last week, this is the sort of thing you might have learned in the Cub Scouts. No, NHS, do not ask me to do a survey at this point.
I'm trying to work out if I'm having a heart attack.
So if you suspect the symptoms,
yep,
dial 999 immediately and ask for an ambulance.
Okay.
Don't worry if you have doubts. Paramedics would rather called out to find an honest mistake has been made than be too late to save a person's life.
Oh, shit.
It can include chest pain, sensation of pressure, tightness, or squeezing in the centre of your chest.
I've got that.
Pain in other parts of the body. It can feel as if the pain is travelling from your chest to your arms. Usually the left arm is affected, but can affect both arms.
No.
Jaw, neck, back, and abdomen. Any pains there?
No.
Feeling lightheaded or dizzy?
No.
Sweating?
No.
Shortness of breath?
No.
Feeling sick, brackets, nausea, or being sick, brackets, vomiting. I mean, NHS again, no time to play Scrabble. an overwhelming sense of anxiety.
Wait, a little bit, but that's always.
That's just normal. Coughing or wheezing?
No.
The chest pain is often severe. Would you describe this as severe?
No. I think I've got wind.
Some people may only experience minor pain similar to indigestion. In some cases, there may not be any chest pain at all, especially in women, the elderly, and people with diabetes.
I've got none of those things.
It's the overall pattern of symptoms that helps determine whether you are having a heart attack.
Okay, I think I'm all right. We'll crack on.
You sure?
Yeah. What were we talking about?
If aspirin is easily available and the person who has had a heart attack is allergic to it, slowly chew and then swallow an adult-sized tablet while waiting for the ambulance? Want to do that?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, though.
Good to know.
Handy to know.
NHS website, very good.
Brackets excellent.
Brackets excellent, they would say.
You've always thought you'd like us all to start wearing paper pants.
Well, I just wondered, is that good for the environment? Recyclable.
No.
But it saves on... Do you want a Gaviscon, Joel is saying.
I love one.
Gaviscon, oh, Gaviscon.
Is this disgusting that I'm talking about needing a Gaviscon on the podcast?
No, it's fine.
Oh my God, I'm so happy, Joel.
It's horrible, that feel, that burning... Did I tell you about when I ate an orange in Valencia? And it wasn't right. It was a burning sensation. It felt like... Oh my goodness, it's the alarm. It felt like an actual burp. That's what it felt like. It was burnt. It was so burny on my trachea.
Oh, was it? That's horrid.
I didn't like it. Don't pick an orange off a tree.
I think that was a silly move.
I think the tree was punishing us, like in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I was going to say the Garden of Eden.
Or indeed.
The Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden, where now, we all committed our original sin.
Of course.
A very original sin, because no one had committed any sins until that point.
Yeah, so it was like...
Super original. Karl Lagerfeld was there. Super
R.I.P.
original. R.I.P. Great friend of the podcast. Do look back through the back catalogue for that interview.
Some people will.
Some people will now.
Did... I do think that paper pants would be bad for the environment.
But you could have colouring in on them. You could do if you were bored.
What, on your own pants?
It's something to do for people, isn't it? You could write messages to people and send them.
What, after you'd worn them?
No! Well, some people do that, don't they? Some people sell them for money.
Some people buy them. Men buy them, I think. I don't think any women are buying pants.
I mean, it's a lot of effort, isn't it? So, you could write messages to people for new ones, I mean.
What, be like, happy birthday, Tom. Enjoy
these
pants.
Yeah, be like, oh, that's lovely.
Well, then you'd wear them once.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd look very sexy.
Well, they could be designed better, couldn't they?
I think it would look like you were worried about pissing yourself.
Well, it's not a million miles from the truth.
I saw the advert for the men's tenor.
Oh, yeah. Where did you see it? They're normally above urinals.
Well, I saw the advert, the picture, in my local pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
They always put them near the sandwich towers. It's two very different things.
Is it?
Well, yeah, one of them's you're bleeding and the other one's you're pissing yourself.
But aren't they both blue liquids, according to the adverts?
According to the adverts, they're both blue liquids, yes, of course. Yeah. And I saw it and it was a picture of a man's torso in these pants. But have you seen the torso?
No.
Like, if this guy's pissing himself, he's like definitely 21. And like he has like a washboard abs.
They're trying to... Sex sells.
Sex sells,
sex sells, Susie, yeah. Everybody could need them.
That's true.
You never know.
I once put myself in a Toys R Us. It was awful.
Did you? What were you doing in a Toys R Us?
I was about 14.
Oh, is that why they closed?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Well, what happened was I was playing the fool, Caspries.
Oh, dear.
So I got on a skateboard.
No.
And skated down an aisle.
Idiot.
Obviously, hadn't taken into account. Quite sort of slippy, those floors.
Yeah, they're not designed.
Well, I went up into the air. The skateboard went up into the air as well. I fell on my back.
On your coccyx?
On my coccyx. And then everyone was laughing. And so then, of course, I was laughing as well. And I laughed so much I wet myself.
While you were lying on the floor?
Yeah, and then I had to put a jumper around my waist for the rest of the day so no one had seen that I pissed myself.
What colour was your outfit?
I think I was probably wearing jeans, but you would have been able to see.
Yeah, light blues are very unforgiving. In my experience.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, you see? We've all been there. So one way or another, we'll all need them. And it's good to know.
It is good to know.
I think a lot of brands are getting a nice mention. Again, not
they are. Gaviscon. That stopped hurting.
I thought you said my heart stopped. You really should have called that ambulance.
Gaviscon. Oh, no, when I laugh, it hurts a bit. I'm sure it's fine.
A cruel pain.
But I do... What will you be taking? How many suits are you going to take to Australia? And are you going to gig in a suit?
I wondered about this. I think I'll take three or four.
Mm.
Trouble is, my new luggage isn't that big.
Oh, what's your new luggage?
It's the one, like the hard one.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's from Trip. Mum and Dad got it for me for Christmas from Debenhams.
Very nice.
And I got this jumper in there as well. They're going from Mum and Dad. Jasper Conran.
They're going out of business, aren't they?
Are they, though? I think they've made a... Isn't there like a takeover?
Oh, have they sorted it?
I hope so.
Mm.
It would be such a shame.
We've already lost Alders.
Wasn't that a sad day? Do you remember how hot Alders used to be?
Yeah, always.
Boiling hot, and then these sort of weird tables with jumpers on them.
I mean, very similar to a Debenhams.
Very similar to a Debenhams. But like, it always felt overcrowded, our Alders.
Yeah, I think I agree, yeah.
I can remember the smell of kind of carpet.
I guess it was I know that smell.
Yeah.
It's quite comfortable.
And you could buy carpet in Alders.
Yeah.
And you could buy, I'm trying to think, hats.
Hats for like Ascot.
Yeah.
And a carpet for the lounge.
Yeah.
And maybe like a Britney Spears perfume.
Yeah, definitely. Mum worked in the Army and Navy down the road.
Of course she did, yeah.
That was always a bit posher. My dad always liked it in there. He'd go in there. He'd take me on Christmas Eve to buy my mum a gift.
Oh, my dad still does that.
Oh.
This year I rang him a week before Christmas and said, Dad, you've got to get mum a present. I'm coming home for like 2 days.
My dad doesn't buy my mum presents. It's
you've got to,
awful.
Like, you can't leave it to me this year because I'm not going to be around. Gave him a list. This is what she likes. This is the perfect
good.
She likes. Just
that's
go and do it.
That's what I should do. He's got better.
I get home Christmas Eve.
He hasn't done it.
Should we go now? Dad, I told you. I can't do this.
Oh.
He was like, oh, come on. She's not going to have anything to wake up. I was like, that's not my fault.
Oh, no. Why are they like that?
So I said, I'm not going. And I really put my foot down. And then my mum overheard he and I talking, and she just went, Rolly, she doesn't have to go and get my present with you. And then I just wrote him a list.
That's good.
And he just took it and gave it to
the
woman. I
think that's what mum does now. They've got a bit better at it, but I mean, dads.
Come on, dads. What is that about?
What are you doing?
What are you up to?
Yeah, but the Army Navy was always very upmarket.
Is that like a House of Fraser?
Yeah, House of Fraser.
Yeah.
It was always a bit more fancy. They had like Elizabeth Arden.
Thank you.
And Elizabeth Taylor's perfume as well in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Silk scarves.
Yeah, lovely silk scarves. Lovely. They did some lovely hats. And also they had a waxing bit as well.
For your brows?
Your legs? No, it was before people did brows. It was just legs and fannies. I assume. Yeah, nothing.
Legs and fannies.
Just the title of a new...
A book you're working on.
Yes.
Lovely.
It's a burger restaurant.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Oh, no. But that was before, you know, we're talking in the 90s.
Yeah.
Men didn't go in and get things
done. Not back crack and sack. Not yet.
No.
Metrosexual hadn't happened.
It hadn't happened. We were still in lad culture buying Nuts magazine.
Oh, yeah. Remember those kinds of magazines? They were horrible, weren't they?
Looking forward to Euro 96 and dressing up in sportswear.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank
Roll
you.
Roll on the early 2000s.
I think that you should treat yourself to a new piece of hand luggage.
Do you think, where should I go? Where's nice? What sort of thing do you imagine me carrying?
Like a brown leather version of that.
Yeah, I could do that, actually. That would be nice. I mean, it's just got to hold a phone charger. I want a phone charger that flattens down. Do they do them? Where the sticky out bits flatten down?
Yeah, Joel's sort of unsure, but...
They should do, shouldn't they, Joel?
Come on, Joel, you do tech things.
Joel, come on.
Come on, Joel. For God's sake, Joel.
I feel like...
I think we're excited because Joel's normally in a different room to us.
Yeah, it's nice to have Joel
here. But
this
week we can see
Joel.
We're
just enjoying his little doodles he's doing.
His little doodles. I thought you were going to say his little face. And I was going to say, I feel like that's quite passive.
No.
Not passive, patronising.
Yes, that would be a bit patronising.
Look at his little face.
Yeah, I'm enjoying having you here, Joel.
But yeah, I think that I quite like having a nice bag. I mean, I appreciate today I've got a rucksack.
Have you?
Well, yes, of course, because I'm going to a tour show tonight, so it's different.
Clang. A rucksack. What's in the rucksack?
My laptop, because it's got my house music on.
House music? People don't want to listen to that at the beginning of a show?
The music. Just the music that's in the house before the show.
Oh,
it's very camp.
Sorry. Oh, right. Not like...
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton. Yes, please.
Oh.
Shaka Khan. Of course.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka
that's
Khan.
What
Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
Then what else do we have in there? We've got some Diana Ross, some Whitney Houston,
lovely.
The Streets.
Oh, okay.
A little diversion. That sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Some Tegan and Sarah for the lesbians that come.
Who?
Tegan and Sarah, they're a lesbian music duo that are also twins from Canada.
I mean, say no more.
You got the gist.
I got the... you had me at...
Lesbian twins from
lesbian
Canada
Lesbian twins
the
from Canada the Zing. You did cool. not need to say that they were there for the lesbians.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
What sort of thing is it? Moany folk?
No, it's not. It's sort of upbeat pop.
Really? Ooh. Well, that sounds nice. What is house music? Is it just like nice songs sped up?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know about... like dance music at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Again, feels a bit 90s.
It does, but some people still love it.
People love it, don't they? People listen to it like on their way to work.
Yeah, Alice does.
Does
yeah.
she?
Yeah, like...
Why would you listen to that on the way to work?
She says it gets her in the mood. I don't know what she does at work.
She works in a bank.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on in that bank?
Don't know.
No wonder we're in such a mess.
Well, people like her, isn't it? Listening
yeah.
to club music.
Yeah.
De club.
De club.
De club.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I said we stayed on theme somewhat.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? It's not bad. Okay, well, I'll let you all know what
Please
happens
do.
With the bag.
And how many suits you take to Australia.
Yes, it's very hard to know. I don't know if tweed is a good colour, really. Good fabric.
I think tweed might be too heavy for Australia.
Even though they're coming out with their summer suits.
Yeah, but it's still sort of quite muggy.
Muggy. Ooh, isn't that the worst of all the
yeah,
weathers?
Yeah, like, do you want to come off stage with your shirt attached to you?
Oh, my God, that used to happen to me on the tour.
Yes.
Sometimes I just strip down to my pants and sit there in my dressing room.
What, at the interval?
No.
At the
Afterwards,
end?
Yeah.
Just in front of your tour manager?
No, that was before. He would be sorting out the house music.
Yeah.
You'd be on the decks.
And so he'd be on the decks, you'd be just in your pants. It would just be like going to a nightclub.
Just for a minute, just in my pants. I got so overheated.
Yeah, you got to cool down.
Well, some of those rooms, I got so hot in them.
Yeah, they're tricky.
And then you go into an air-conditioned car.
Oh.
Clang.
Clang.
That's when I got upgraded at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. So that was, that was when I was driving myself as well.
Oh. So did you just drive home nude?
Yeah.
Lovely. Mm. Just bra and pants?
Just my bra and pants, paper. Terrible when I got out. Ripped.
Yeah, I bet.
The sweat.
I bet everyone saw your Khyber Pass.
They did. It was a very embarrassing refill at the petrol station. But, you know.
Anyway,
I'll do anything for a tiger token. And yeah, Heat Magazine.
Well, when this goes out, you'll be in Australia. If you are listening to this in Australia, please, if you're near Melbourne or Sydney, look up Tom's show. See if you can go along.
Look it up in the listings.
Look up in the listings. It'll be fabulous.
TomandPete.com. Please do come along.
I'm still on tour.
Yes.
And come and see me if you like. All details at susieruffer.com. And you can get in touch the normal way, the PO Box, Owl Post,
yeah,
Pigeon Mail, and
chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
So yeah, and we'll speak to you next week on Like Minded Friends.
You bet we will.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye bye bye. Bye bye bye. Bye 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.